You know how in football, timing is everything? You miss your window by a second and the play's already gone. The holidays are the same way. Everything happens fast, and if you're not ready, you're scrambling at the last minute. That's why Amazon Prime is the real MVP this season.
With Prime's fast, free shipping, you can make those last-minute calls look effortless. Forgot your secret Santa gift? Need something for that office party? Prime's got your back, helping you go from uh-oh to all set faster than a two-minute drill.
Absolutely, Mark, because Prime isn't just about getting things fast. It's about making sure you never miss your shot. It turns that last-minute scramble into a smooth holiday win. So this season, remember, Prime's fast delivery has your back during the holidays, especially when it's down to the wire and can't wait another minute. Last-minute gifts delivered, it's on Prime. Visit Amazon.com/Prime to shop now.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
It's time for a different take. This is Hometown Take with Dylan Matthews. Every morning starting at 5, we give you the latest local Atlanta news. Sports news doesn't stop, and we're here to get you caught up on the latest Atlanta sports news and more.
The Hometown Take is on Sports Radio 92.9 The Game. Now, here's Dylan.
What's going on, everybody? It is your boy Dylan Matthews live in the Kia Studios giving you the Hometown Take. Make sure you follow the radio station at 929 The Game on all social media platforms. Follow myself at _ Dylan Matthews on all social media platforms as well. Happy Get Over the Hump Day to you. Hope you all are doing well. Shout out to all my overnighters, truck drivers, third shifters. Shout out to all my early morning, late night Uber and Lyft drivers. Shout out to all my early morning, late night limo drivers out there as well. Shout out to all the first responders protecting the city, the county, the state, the country. I appreciate you. Shout out to all my early gym goers getting them good endorphins flowing early this morning. Shout out to all my people already at work or on their way to work. Salute to you. I know the vibes. I'm right here with you. Shout out to all my early morning, late night hospital workers out there working around the clock, making sure that people get the good medicine, treatment, and care that they need. Shout out to all my early morning, late night hospitality workers, hotel workers out there, making sure that people are having a great stay wherever that may be. Shout out to all my early morning, late night bus drivers out there riding around and getting it, making sure that people get from home to work and the kiddos get from home to school in a safe and timely manner. Shout out to all my early morning, a late night dentist, dental workers, dental assistants out there making sure that people keep their pearly whites nice, clean, and shiny this morning. Shout out to all my early morning, a late night front and rear load truck drivers. Shout out to all my early morning, late night UPS workers, UPS drivers, FedEx workers, FedEx drivers. Shout out to all my early morning, late night airport workers out there as well. Shout out to all my early morning, late night vending machine technicians making sure that people can get their snack on early this morning. And, of course, shout out to all my people listening in the bed right now as well. And on my local 728 transportation drivers in the film industry, too. Can't forget about them. All right. How about it? Pretty good night last night for the Atlanta Braves. They get themselves a W to open up what is, again, a important, crucial, gotta have it, three-game series against the Philadelphia Phillies. And we talked about guys needing to step up with Austin Riley down now for 6 to 8 weeks and now going to be gone pretty much until the postseason, and you hope you can get him back for the postseason. But until then, throughout this remainder of the regular season, you got to have somebody step up. And we were all wondering, is that guy going to be Matt Olson? Is that guy going to be Money Michael Harris? Is that guy going to be, who knows, Sean Murphy? Well, Money Mike was a part of the solution yesterday when it comes to how the Braves were going to beat the Philadelphia Phillies last night. But one guy who we should have known because he's been the guy all season long, Marcell Ozuna. The Big Bear had another big fly last night as he hit his, 37th home run of the year. Solo shot, and he absolutely pimped that thing, y'all. He sent it out there, I think it was 420-something feet. I got the number here in front of me. 432 feet. His 37th home run of the year went over the center field wall off of that guy, Zach Wheeler, and that broke a 1-1 tie in the sixth inning. He broke the 1-1 tie. So it was a good night for the Big Bear and good night for the Braves all around. Reynaldo Lopez, he did what Reynaldo Lopez does, and he goes out there, and he's just solid. He gives you a solid 5-6 innings, maybe sometimes 7, but last night gave you a solid 5 innings, again coming off the IL. So I like what I saw from Reynaldo Lopez last night. Can't hate on that at all. I'll take that every day of the week. His final box score, if you missed it, Lopez goes 5 innings, gives up 5 hits, only 1 run, 1 walk, 10. Count them up, 10 strikeouts for Reynaldo Lopez last night. And then Grant Holmes, he ends up getting the win. Reynaldo Lopez did not get the win because the game was tied when he left, but Grant Holmes ends up getting the win. And this is what I've been saying about Grant Holmes. Grant Holmes is going, if he keeps pitching the way he does, even if it's not as a starter, Grant Holmes can do what he did last night in the postseason for the Braves. And he can even go a little bit longer than what he did. But if you can have your starter go just 5 innings, if you're the Braves, if you can have, you know, any variation of whoever it is, Max Fried, Reynaldo Lopez, Chris Sale, obviously you like those guys to go longer, but if you can at least get them to go 4 or 5 innings, 4 or 5, doesn't even need to be 5, you can be 4 or 5. You can have Grant Holmes in the postseason give you 2 to 3 solid innings of work, and we saw him give 2 really good innings of work last night as, again, he gets to win 2 innings of scoreless baseball, had 2 strikeouts in those 2 innings as well. Joe Jimenez did his job of inning of scoreless work, and then Raisel Iglesias coming in and getting the save as well. So bullpen locked it down. Reynaldo Lopez did his thing. And overall, you held the Philadelphia Phillies last night to just 5 hits. 5 hits. So while the Braves offense didn't go crazy, the pitching staff really stepped up for the Atlanta Braves. And you got that clutch homer from Marcell and Money Mike too. We talked about him just a second ago. He cashed in where you really had to have a run, because Whit Merrifield leads off what I believe the 3rd inning with a leadoff triple. Yeah, 3rd inning, Whit Merrifield leads off with a leadoff triple. Nobody out, runner on 3rd already to start. And, you know, in some of those situations, Braves have had a tough time scoring. Not this time. Money Mike comes up big, does what he's supposed to do, lines that thing right back up the middle, and gives the Braves a 1-0 lead. Now, you would like the Braves to maybe get more out of that inning, but they did at least get the one that they absolutely had to get. Runner on 3rd, nobody out. You got to score there, and Money Mike left no doubts. He made sure the Braves got on the board the very next at-bat. So that was very good to see. And look, again, this is the Braves' opportunity. This is their shot. They want to compete in the NL East still. We heard Brian Snicker, a while back ago say, we're still going for the NL East. We ain't out of this thing. We're still shooting to win the division. And they are still very much in range to do that and on pace to do that. So I'm not saying the Braves are going to sweep the next 6 games from the Phillies to come back in the NL East, but they do have 6 opportunities to play the Phillies head-to-head, and they're only 6 games back. So again, everything for the Braves is still in front of them. They are still in complete control of their own destiny, whether that be winning the NL East or making the postseason. So last night, very, very good start to this. Again, very crucial, very important 3-game set against the Philadelphia Phillies. So just told you, kind of updated standings-wise, Braves, after the win over the Phillies last night, now only 6 games behind the Phillies for the top spot in the NL East. And with the Mets losing last night, they are now 2.5 games behind the Braves for that final wild card spot. Braves are still 3 games behind the Diamondbacks for the second wild card spot and 4 games behind the Padres for the top wild card spot in the NL. But again, folks on the Phillies right now, you take care of business with them and you can do a lot of damage still. So good night for the Braves last night. And it was good to see the Big Bear hit that big fly. And it was good to see Money Mike get himself another RBI hit. And good to see our newcomer, Gio Urshela, get the bases loaded walk. And that was the reason for the other. That's how the Braves got their other one in a 3-1 victory over the Phillies last night. So let's actually hear from the Big Bear, talking about the Big Bear having that big fly last night. Let's talk about let's hear from Marcell Ozuna. And, you know, Marcell came into the game last night leading the NL in RBI and leading the NL in batting average. And he is only now with his home run last night, he's only now 2 home runs behind Shohei Ohtani for the league lead in home runs. So what are we saying? We're saying Marcell Ozuna got a shot at the Triple Crown. That's what we're saying. But last night, he was asked about it after the game, and Marcell Ozuna made it very, very clear that he is not worried about the Triple Crown. He is only worried about trying to win games right now.
Yeah, but I don't worry about Triple Crown and all of those things. I just come every day, play the game, and give it my best and help my team to winning, and that's what I do every single day. Then I'm coming here and making my routine, and then be healthy. Most important thing, and bring the energy.
Marcell Ozuna has been just on a different level, and he has just been focused to. I mean, just he's just been at another level when it comes to his focus, obviously when it comes to his play. And he knows that if he just keeps playing his game, if he knows he just keeps going out there, being in his routine and doing his thing, that if the Triple Crown is meant for him, it's going to happen. Now, again, he also did shout out Shohei Ohtani and said Shohei Ohtani is a robot, which it definitely seems like he is. So, who knows if Shohei Ohtani is if Marcell will be able to catch Shohei Ohtani for that home run lead? We'll see again. Marcell now at 37, Shohei's at 39. So, look, Marcell Ozuna would much rather make it to a World Series than win the Triple Crown. I can guarantee you that. So, we'll see if it ends up happening. It would be cool if he can get it, but that is obviously not at the top of the priority list for Marcell Ozuna. But speaking of Marcell, he also talked about how it was good to see Austin Riley there. Austin was at the game last night in a cast to cheer on his teammates, and he did say earlier that day that he was just going to be the team's biggest cheerleader now until hopefully he's able to come back maybe before the postseason. But Marcell was talking about last night what it meant to have Austin Riley there cheering the team on.
You know, especially we lost him, and then he gave us a ball. He coming here, and then he be in the dugout, and then that's good. That's good cherry for us, and feel happy that he out there and kind of help us, and then I give you the support. That's the most important thing. And then we play against those guys this year, and then he's like a playoff already, and then we was ready for keep rolling.
That's right. Marcell knows. Look, you get in the postseason. You're playing well, you play your best baseball.
You know how in football, timing is everything? You miss your window by a second and the play's already gone. The holidays are the same way. Everything happens fast, and if you're not ready, you're scrambling at the last minute. That's why Amazon Prime is the real MVP this season.
With Prime's fast, free shipping, you can make those last-minute calls look effortless. Forgot your secret Santa gift? Need something for that office party? Prime's got your back, helping you go from uh-oh to all set faster than a two-minute drill.
Absolutely, Mark, because Prime isn't just about getting things fast. It's about making sure you never miss your shot. It turns that last-minute scramble into a smooth holiday win. So this season, remember, Prime's fast delivery has your back during the holidays, especially when it's down to the wire and can't wait another minute. Last-minute gifts delivered. It's on Prime. Visit Amazon.com/Prime to shop now.
Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
I'm done with subscriptions. Streaming, fitness, razors, vitamins. I've got subscriptions for everything in my life. They lock you in, and half the time, I can't figure out how to unsubscribe. That's why I'm so excited about the new Blue Apron. Now you can get delicious meals delivered with no subscription needed, including new pre-made options. Keep the flavor. Ditch the subscription. Get 20% off your first two orders with code APRON20. Terms and conditions apply. Visit blueapron.com/terms for more.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average, and auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
Going into the postseason, anything can happen. So, again, that's why I just said minutes ago, this Braves team still has every opportunity in front of them. They still can do and accomplish all of their goals that they have set out at the beginning of the season. Now, it's definitely going to be harder without the likes of Ronald Acuña Jr., without the likes of Spencer Strider, and hopefully you can get Ozzie and Austin Riley back before you have to go on that postseason journey. But they can still accomplish everything they want to. So, again, you need guys like Marcell Ozuna to keep hitting big flies. You want Michael Harris to keep hitting as well, and you want a guy like Matt Olson to get as hot as we know he can get. So, good win for the Braves last night. And also, too, talking about what you need, if you can continue to get this type of pitching performance from guys like Ronaldo Lopez, Chris Sale, Max Fried, who will be on the mound tonight going up against Aaron Nola, if you can continue to get pitching performances like that, too, it's going to be a good recipe for success for the Braves, especially if they can get those bats going. And Brian Snicker, the skipper, was talking to the media yesterday, and he talked about Reynaldo Lopez's outing, and he knows what he saw last night from Reynaldo is about as good as you can get.
It's perfect, really. I mean, just with the pitches, the innings, what he went through in the rehab, you know, he extended it a little farther today. And I really like kind of when he was stepping on it, it was really good. So, I think that was about as good as you could get right there.
Reynaldo Lopez was out there stepping on it at times. As Brian Snicker, you heard him say there, he was out there big stepping. And look, Reynaldo Lopez, again, just another feel good story. One of the, you know, few feel good stories of this 2024 Braves season. But I mean, yeah. Again, you just got to tip your hat to Alex Anthopoulos. Where would we be if we didn't have Reynaldo Lopez? Where would we be if we didn't have Chris Sale? And then obviously Max Fried doing his thing too. But, I mean, man, those guys have just been so important to the Braves being able to just keep afloat and deal with all the injuries and still be in playoff contention through it all. So, whew, hats off to Alex Anthopoulos. Hats off to Reynaldo Lopez getting himself ready and being ready and performing the way he has. Chris Sale performing the way he has as well. So, this pitching staff, got to tip your hat to them. This bullpen, Grant Holmes, got to tip your hat to them as well. Rizal Iglesias has been really good over, what, the past month, however long it's been. So, this Braves pitching staff, they continue to carry like they have been, and hopefully the Braves can get the bat top behind them heading into the postseason. And look, again, you never know what can happen. Baseball is all about playing well going into the postseason. And if the Braves can get healthy and start hitting well going into the postseason, they're still going to be a very, very scary team when you talk about who are the World Series contenders. The Braves can still be that. All right. When we come back 5 minutes from now here on the Hometown Take, let's get into some Atlanta Falcons football. Wanted to let you hear a couple of things from Raheem Morris and Justin Simmons. And also, we got some preseason power rankings, some latest preseason power rankings, and still don't think the Falcons are getting all the respect that they should. We'll talk about it next here on the Hometown Take, live in the Kia Studio. Excuse my charisma. Sports Radio 92.9 The Game. It is the Hometown Take, live in the Kia Studios with your boy Dylan Matthews here on a happy get over the hump day Wednesday. Hope you all are doing well. Shout out to all my overnighters, truck drivers, third shifters. Shout out to all my early morning, late night Uber and Lyft drivers. Shout out to all my early morning, late night limo drivers out there as well. Shout out to all the first responders protecting the city, the county, the state, the country. I appreciate you. Shout out to all my early gym goers getting them good endorphins flowing early this morning. Shout out to all my people already at work or on their way to work. Salute to you. I know the vibes. I'm right here with you. Shout out to all my early morning, late night dental assistants out there working to make sure that people keep their pearly whites nice, clean, and shiny this morning. Shout out to all my early morning, late night hospital workers working around the clock, making sure that people get the good medicine, treatment, and care that they need. Shout out to all my early morning, late night vending machine technicians out there, making sure that people can get their snack on early this morning. Shout out to all my early morning, late night front and rear loading truck drivers, all my bus drivers out there riding around and getting it, making sure that people get from home to work and the kiddos get from home to school in a safe and timely manner. Shout out to all my early morning, late night UPS workers, UPS drivers, FedEx workers, FedEx drivers. Shout out to all my early morning, late night airport workers out there as well. Shout out to all my early morning, late night local 728 transportation drivers in the film industry. And, of course, all my people listening in the bed right now as well. We got some preseason power rankings. Oh, you got to love it. So there were post-draft power rankings, and the Falcons were ranked 20th on that list, by the way. Just as a precursor to where I'm about to tell you, the Falcons are ranked in this preseason power rankings list. So the post-draft power rankings are ranked 20th. And if you want to take a wild guess where they're ranked this time around, I'll give you about 2 seconds to give a guess on where they are ranked. One, two, they are ranked 19th in the preseason power rankings that ESPN and NFL Nation put out. Now, you're probably asking, 19th? 19th? That seemed kind of low, don't it? When were these preseason power rankings put out? I'll tell you when they were put out. They were put out on Monday. Monday. And last time I checked, Matthew Judon and Justin Simmons, everybody knew by Monday that they were both Atlanta Falcons, right? Right? Yeah. I mean, they were known. Like, they were both official. They were talking to the media on Monday. So everybody knew by the time Monday rolled around when this article was put out that Matthew Judon and Justin Simmons were both Atlanta Falcons. So why in the heck are the Falcons ranked 19th in this preseason power ranking list? So let me go ahead and give you the rankings up till 19. Number one, the Chiefs. Can't be mad at it. Number two, the Ravens. Understandable. Number three, the 49ers. Get it. Number four, the Lions. Understandable. Number five, the Eagles. Okay. Six, Texans. Gotcha. Seven, Bills. I get they have Josh Allen, but they did lose a lot. I'm not necessarily saying the Bills are better than the Falcons, even though I think the Falcons could beat the Bills. but the Bills seem a little high for 7. Again, no more Stephon Diggs. No more Gabe Davis. They got rookie Keon Coleman. Feel like they lost a good bit on defense as well. So 7 seems a little high for the Bills. Again, I get they got Dalton Kincaid. I obviously get they have Josh Allen. Like, they got some talent for sure. I get they got James Cook, and he's doing well, the Georgia boy. But yeah, 7 seems high for the Bills to me. Maybe I'm tripping. Number 8, the Dolphins. Understandable. 9, Bengals. Sure. 10, the Packers. I get it because of how they ended last season, but I would definitely take the Falcons over the Packers right now, but that's just me. 11, the Cowboys. They still got talent, so okay. 12, the Browns. The Browns have a very good team, but what is Deshaun Watson going to do? Is he finally going to be healthy? So that is my one question for the Browns, but the talent around Deshaun Watson that they have is nice. They still got Jerry Jeudy, still got Amari Cooper. Well, they just got Jerry Jeudy this offseason, I should say, and they still have Amari Cooper. Their defense is still top tier. Denzel Ward, Myles Garrett. So I get the Browns being at 12. The Rams at 13. Cooper Kupp, Puka Nacua, okay. Matthew Stafford, got it, okay. I can see the Rams at 13. All right, now here's where we're getting a little, I don't know. Jaguars at 14. You lost Calvin Ridley. You definitely still got Trevor Etienne. Obviously, you have Trevor Lawrence. I don't know. I feel like the Falcons could be ahead of the Jaguars. I definitely feel like the and by the way, Falcons and Jaguars, you aren't going to see the starters, but you will see them play in the preseason, final preseason game this Friday. You can hear it right here on Sports Radio 9-7 The Game. Coverage starting at 5 p.m., by the way. But with the Jaguars being at 14 in this preseason power rankings list, again, put out by ESPN and NFL Nation, I'm not too sure about that one. I feel like the Falcons could be as high as 14. I think 1 through 13 is fair. And then the thing about this list is we also have to remember the Falcons, while they do look good on paper, very good on paper, extremely good on paper, they still have to do it on the field. Kirk Cousins still has to go on the field and perform well and perform at the MVP level that we know he could perform at, that he was performing at before he got hurt last season. We still got to see Jesse Bates and Justin Simmons be the dynamic duo that we think they'll be in the backfield. And you want to throw A.J. Terrell in there, make it a trio. Great. We still got to see Matthew Judon wreak havoc up front with Grady, David Onyemata, and the rest of the Atlanta Falcons defensive line. So the Falcons do need to do it all on paper. I mean, all on the field still, because they do look good on paper, but haven't proved anything yet. So I understand. But the Jags, I feel like we got more talent than the Jags overall. 15, and I feel like Kirk Cousins is a better quarterback too. 15, the Jets. The Jets are another team where, like the Falcons, they got to do it on paper. Aaron Rodgers is back, coming off an Achilles injuries. They got to do it on paper too. Like, Garrett Wilson to Aaron Rodgers looks great in practice. We got to see it. We got to see it relate on the field. Defense, got to do their thing. Breece Hall, we know Breece Hall is a baller. Not worried about him. But just got to put it all together on the field. They got our guy from Los Angeles too, Mike Williams. He has to stay healthy. So I get the Jets being up there, but to me, they're a lot like the Falcons in where they have a good team, but they got to put it all on paper. I mean, I keep saying put it all on paper, put it all on the field. 16, the Steelers. How are the Steelers at 16? Like, we all saw the preseason game. Russell Wilson and Justin Fields, they didn't look better than the Falcons in that preseason game. So, if anything, the Falcons, at the lowest, should be at 16. Are they at 17, though? No. Guess who's at 17? The Bears, which the Bears have a good team, but they have an unproven quarterback. I know we have a quarterback that's coming off an injury, but we at least have a quarterback that's done it and done it multiple years. The Bears, yes, they have a very good roster. Keenan Allen, DJ Moore, Jalen Johnson on defense. They got dudes. They got guys on defense. But they have an unproven quarterback. They're unproven at the most important position. And, yes, he's looked in the preseason for sure. Don't want to take anything away from Caleb Williams. But the Falcons got a proven quarterback. They know what Bijan Robinson can do. They know what Drake London can do. They know what Kyle Pitts can do if he's healthy and he's got a good quarterback. We know what A.J. Terrell can do. We know what Grady can do. We know what David Onyemata can do. We know what Judon can do. Now they got to put it all together on the field, like I've said. But I don't know. It just feels low. And then this is the one that really gets me. Listen to this. So, okay, you got the Steelers ahead of the Falcons. That shouldn't be a thing. You got the Bears ahead of the Falcons. That shouldn't be a thing. Okay, so they must be at 18, right? Nope. Guess who is at 18? The Indianapolis Colts. What are we doing? The Colts? Really? We got to see Anthony Edwards stay healthy. We got to see Anthony Richardson stay healthy first. Come on. Really? After we saw however many games Anthony Richardson, y'all put him ahead of the Falcons? After they just got Justin Simmons and Matthew Judon? Come on. That's baloney. No way. And they have the Falcons at 19. Again, you could argue the Jaguars shouldn't be ahead of the Falcons. You can argue the Jets are in very much the same position as the Falcons to where they got to put it on the field. They look good on paper, but they got to put it on the field. So you could put, in my opinion, you could put the Falcons ahead of the Jets, definitely ahead of the Steelers. They don't even know where their quarterback is right now. The Bears, again, good roster, but rookie QB. The Colts, Anthony Richardson looked good, yes, while he was out there, but is he going to be able to stay out there? Is he going to be able to stay healthy? Come on. And I feel like the Falcons have better weapons than the Colts. Michael Pittman is nice. Jonathan Taylor is very good. But I take Bijan Robinson and Tyler Allgeier over Jonathan Taylor. Now, that doesn't mean I wouldn't want Jonathan Taylor on a team, but I like my two against the Colts, too. I don't even know who the Colts' second running back is. Not Nyheim Hines anymore. So I'm taking my two guys over whoever the over Jonathan Taylor, whoever the Colts' backup running back is. So, yeah, I don't know how the Falcons got to 19 on this list. And again, this list was done after the Matthew Judon trade and the Justin Simmons signing. I just have no clue. So while the Falcons have got a lot of nice love in the national media, there's still some people that are out here sleeping on the Atlanta Falcons. Now, I do want to put out this one last thing when it comes to these preseason rankings. Along with these preseason rankings, for every team, they put either a player, a coach, or maybe a GM who's on the hot seat. So, for the Falcons, their person on the hot seat, A.J. Terrell. And Mark Romandi, the Falcons beat writer for ESPN, said this about A.J. Terrell. He said, quote, Terrell, who is currently playing without a contract for 2025, is not in danger of losing his job as the Falcons' top cornerback right now, as there is no one on the current roster who threatens his CB1 status. But one has to imagine the front office could consider a future without Terrell, who will make more than $12 million this season. He has not had an interception since his second team All-Pro season in 2021. Now, do I necessarily agree with that? No. I don't necessarily agree with A.J. Terrell being on the hot seat. I do think he has to have a good season this year. I don't think he can go this season without an interception and expect a big-time contract from the Falcons. But, again, we have to think about this. The Falcons have not had the team around guys like Grady Jarrett. They have not had a good team around, heck, even a really good defense around guys like Grady Jarrett and A.J. Terrell. Really, the Falcons haven't been that good since A.J. Terrell has been drafted, one. And when you think about Grady Jarrett, teams have been able to double and triple team Grady Jarrett for a while now, for most of his prime. They've been able to double and triple team Grady Jarrett because they haven't had to block anybody else. I mean, heck, for the first time last year in a while, they finally had to not double Grady Jarrett because of David Onyemata, because of Calais Campbell, because of Bud Dupree and guys like that. So with the talent around Grady Jarrett and A.J. Terrell and the talent on that Falcons defense now, the pass rush is going to be better, which means quarterback's going to have less time to throw the ball, which means they're going to be more prone to making mistakes. They're going to maybe more tip balls at the line, and A.J. Terrell can get those tips and overthrows. Got to get those. A.J. Terrell can get some of those. And with playing back there with Jesse Bates and Justin Simmons, that'll help as well. And again, just a better pass rush overall, which the Falcons should have. That'll help A.J. Terrell hopefully get some more interceptions. And as far as Grady Jarrett production goes, he should have a lot more one-on-one opportunities to make some plays, get some tackles for loss, sacks, whatever it may be, because you won't be able to double-team Grady anymore, especially not now. Couldn't really do it last year. Definitely can't do it this year. So I don't necessarily think he's on the hot seat. I just think this is definitely a year where it's like, okay, AJ, we got the talent around you. Now show us how you ball for real, for real. Show us that second-team All-Pro type season that you had back in 2021. We need to see some of that this year because we got the team around you. So him being on the hot seat isn't fair, but I do get the kind of reasoning behind it. It's a contract year and a year where he should ball out because of the team around him. All right, when we come back here, 5 minutes from now on the Hometown Take, we'll keep talking some NFL and we'll get into some NFL headlines. A couple of good sound bites. Brian Flores responds to Tua, and Jerry Jones is still talking. We'll get all.
You know how in football, timing is everything? You miss your window by a second and the play's already gone. The holidays are the same way. Everything happens fast, and if you're not ready, you're scrambling at the last minute. That's why Amazon Prime is the real MVP this season.
With Prime's fast, free shipping, you can make those last-minute calls look effortless. Forgot your secret Santa gift? Need something for that office party? Prime's got your back, helping you go from uh-oh to all set faster than a two-minute drill.
Absolutely, Mark, because Prime isn't just about getting things fast. It's about making sure you never miss your shot. It turns that last-minute scramble into a smooth holiday win. So this season, remember, Prime's fast delivery has your back during the holidays, especially when it's down to the wire and can't wait another minute. Last-minute gifts delivered. It's on Prime. Visit Amazon.com/Prime to shop now.
Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
You open the fridge. There's nothing there. So what's it going to be? Greasy pizza? Sad drive-through burgers? Dish by Blue Apron is for nights like that. These are the pre-made meals of your dreams. At least 20 grams of protein, no artificial flavors or colors, no chopping, no cleanup, no guilt. Keep the flavor. Ditch the subscription. Get 20% off your first two orders with code APRON20. Terms and conditions apply. Visit blueapron.com/terms for more.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. TNCs apply. In app only.
Do it next. Here on the Hometown Take, live in the Kia Studios with your boy Dylan Matthews on a happy get over the hump. I did some wrong, but I'm always right. Sports Radio 92.9 The Game. It is the Hometown Take. Live in the Kia Studios with your boy Dylan Matthews here on a happy Get Over the Hump Day Wednesday. Hope you all are doing well. Shout out to all my overnighters, truck drivers, third shifters. Shout out to all my early morning, late night Uber and Lyft drivers. Shout out to all my early morning, late night limo drivers out there as well. Shout out to all the first responders protecting the city, the county, the state, the country. I appreciate you. Shout out to all my early gym goers getting them good endorphins flowing early this morning. Shout out to all my people already at work or on their way to work. Salute to you. I know the vibes. I'm right here with you. Shout out to all my early morning, late night hospital workers out there working around the clock, making sure that people get the good medicine, treatment, and care that they need. Shout out to all my early morning, late night dentists, dental workers, dental assistants out there, making sure that people keep their pearly whites nice, clean, and shiny this morning. Shout out to all my early morning, late night vending machine technicians out there making sure that people can get their snack on early this morning. Shout out to all my early morning, late night front and rear loading truck drivers. Shout out to all my early morning, late night bus drivers out there making sure that people get from home to work and the kiddos get from home to school in a safe and timely manner. Shout out to all my early morning, late night UPS workers, UPS drivers, FedEx workers, FedEx drivers. Shout out to all my early morning, late night airport workers out there as well. Shout out to all my early morning, late night people listening in bed right now as well. Lost my train of thought. But appreciate everybody tuning in. Make sure you follow the radio station at 929 The Game. Follow myself at _ Dylan Matthews as well. We got to get to some NFL headlines here because we got a couple of juicy sound bites that we need to get to that surfaced yesterday. So first and foremost, if you haven't heard what Tua had to say about Brian Flores, I'll quickly recap for you just for the sake of time. He basically was saying that, well, I'll give you the quote. He said this when he was comparing Brian Flores' coaching style to that of Mike Daniels' coaching style. So he said this, quote, "If you woke up every morning and I told you that you suck at what you did, that you don't belong doing what you do, that you shouldn't be here, that this guy should be here, that you haven't earned this right, and then you have somebody else come in and tell you, dude, you're the best fit for this." He said, how would that make you feel? Talking about how Brian Flores obviously didn't maybe do a great job of boosting him up, but that Mike McDaniel obviously has been doing that and has been boosting him up and making him feel confident and bringing his confidence back. And, you know, I think it's been quite public that Brian Flores and Tua Tagovailoa didn't necessarily get along. So, look, it was very telling, and Tua spoke his truth. And yesterday, Brian Flores obviously was asked about this. He is now in Minnesota, but he was asked about this, and here's what he had to say about the Tua response.
You know, specific to the comments that were made by Tua, I just want to say, look, I'm genuinely happy for the success that Tua's had, and I really wish him nothing but the best. And you know, I think, you know, player relationships are very important to me. I think that's kind of the foundation of coaching. I mean, I got into coaching because, you know, I was impacted as a young guy by my high school coaches, my college coaches, going all the way to Pop Warner. I got into coaching because, you know, I want to make that same kind of impact, positive impact, pour into young people, help them become, you know, as KO says all the time, the best versions of themselves. And you know, that's really my goal always in coaching.
Yeah, I mean, look, Brian Flores is known to be one of the more hard-nosed, I don't know if military style is the right phrase for it, but kind of military style coach. And it seems like we are starting to really get away from that. That's not necessarily how guys, it seems like some players do still respond well to that, but not all players respond well to that. And that's the number one thing as a coach. That's the number one thing as a leader. You got to know how certain guys respond to coaching, how certain guys respond to criticism. And, you know, you have to cater what you say to each guy to that person. So that's a part of it. And look, I'm sure it was a learning experience for Brian Flores. And, you know, hopefully what he can do instead of being, you know, maybe instead of taking Tua's words and having, you know, making that, you know, now making a personal thing with Tua, hopefully he just takes what he can from Tua's criticism and uses whatever constructive part of that criticism he can and, you know, help him become a better coach at the end of the day. All right, real quick before we have to hand things off to the morning shift, do also want to let you hear Aaron Rodgers he's been talking about this Jets training camp. He was talking about it yesterday. And he said, man, this one's been a toughie.
I would say the camp is much harder this year and maybe the hardest in the last 7 or 8 of my career. I knew that. I had a little insight coming into camp that that's what Robert wanted to do. So I think it's been good for us. I give Robert a lot of credit because he, from the start of the offseason, said this is going to be a tough training camp. And I think it's been a lot of reps for the ones. He told me the other day we were somewhere in the neighborhood of 300 more reps, I think, at this point in camp than last year. And it feels like it, but it's good. I think it's going to allow us to maybe be a little more ready.
Robert Saleh said, look, the time is now. We got our quarterback healthy. Our quarterback in Aaron Rodgers, he's not going to be around forever. He's on the very back nine of his career. We gotta do this now while we got still a very good wide receiver on his rookie deal. And you know, while we got other guys on their rookie deals, we got to do this now. So Robert Saleh moving with the urgency. All right, real quick, if we can, let's do Jerry Jones real quickly here because he is still, too, talking about contract extensions. And yesterday he gave somewhat of an update on the Cowboys' talks with CeeDee Lamb.
We're in good shape there, and we are having promising talks. Say, well, why you keep talking? Won't you do something? Again, as in anything, it takes both of you there at the same time. But I believe it's got the proper amount of everything, emphasis, importance for everybody involved here, and we'll see how it goes.
Look, I know that anytime he's available, that he's going to talk, and all right. Anytime he's available, he's going to get asked about that. I don't know how much more availability Jerry Jones has to have or how much he needs, but let's maybe just if it takes Jerry Jones not being available to the media, let's just have him not available to the media because it's going to be the same until the deal gets done. So it is what it is. All right, we got to take a break, and we got to hand things off to the morning shift. We'll do that next. Robbie T back in the saddle with the fellas, Mike Johnson and Bo Morgan. We'll see what they got coming up for a hump day edition of the morning shift right after this on Sports Radio 92.9 The Game and the Odyssey app.
Sports Radio 92.9 The Game.
MLS soccer is back in the ATL.
You know how in football, timing is everything? You miss your window by a second and the play's already gone. The holidays are the same way. Everything happens fast, and if you're not ready, you're scrambling at the last minute. That's why Amazon Prime is the real MVP this season.
With Prime's fast, free shipping, you can make those last-minute calls look effortless. Forgot your secret Santa gift? Need something for that office party? Prime's got your back, helping you go from uh-oh to all set faster than a two-minute drill.
Absolutely, Mark, because Prime isn't just about getting things fast. It's about making sure you never miss your shot. It turns that last-minute scramble into a smooth holiday win. So this season, remember, Prime's fast delivery has your back during the holidays, especially when it's down to the wire and can't wait another minute. Last-minute gifts delivered, it's on Prime. Visit Amazon.com/Prime to shop now.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average, and auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
This holiday season, choose gifts that feel thoughtful and practical with Omaha Steaks. Whether you're hosting or gifting, they deliver the world's best steak experience, and it makes you look like you planned way ahead. They've got USDA-certified tender steaks, juicy burgers, comfort meals, and tons more. Gifting Omaha Steaks is honestly one of the easiest wins. Everything arrives beautifully packaged, super convenient, and the quality is unbelievable. Their filet mignons are some of the most tender I've ever had, and the variety means you can personalize every gift. Plus, orders placed by 6 p.m. Eastern ship same day. And everything is backed by their 100% guarantee. It's holiday gifting made simple. Save big on gourmet gifts and more holiday favorites with Omaha Steaks. Visit omahasteaks.com for 50% off site-wide during their Sizzle All the Way sale. And for an extra $35 off, use promo code T-Bone at checkout. Terms apply. See site for details. That's omahasteaks.com, code T-Bone.
So you want to start a business. You might think you need a team of people and fancy tech skills, but you don't. You just need GoDaddy Aero. I'm Walton Goggins, and as an actor, I'm an expert in looking like I know what I'm doing. GoDaddy Aero uses AI to create everything you need to grow a business. It'll make you a unique logo. It'll create a custom website. It'll write social posts for you and even set you up with a social media calendar. Get started at GoDaddy.com/Aero. That's GoDaddy.com/AIRO.